Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, it's
Hi,
a good thing you
William.
got my number.
Yeah, exactly. See? Came in handy.
A good thing.
Yeah.
Anywho, but what I was saying was New Store 2 LLC owns the convenience store side of the business, which would be consisting of the kitchen, or the restaurant area of the store, the
Yeah.
daily sales and all that sort of thing. And then New Store Property Management actually owns all of the building. It owns the building, land, and some rental property. And then the New Store Fuel owns our fuel supply. New Store Garage is exactly that.
Gotcha. So are
And
all of these under New Store Corp, or are these all separate businesses?
they're all okay. So all of those currently are LLC'd. So they're all right now. They're all underneath basically me. I guess
Okay.
you'd call it under my SS.
Sure.
But as we progress into larger, New Store Corporation is actually going to be the umbrella. Yes, that is the plan.
Okay.
And here's the kind of the kicker on this. So we buy that fuel pump truck. We have it paid off. Now we all of a sudden have New Store Corporation, our S Corp is in full effect, and that changes the dynamic of everything.
Right.
And my true concern in this is, I mean, here we are, November, and we are headed into a time when people are going to be sitting at home. It's cold outside, and they're going to want to sit around and drink beer and liquor more than they're going to want to be buying race fuel.
Correct.
So if I choose my battles, I would be more inclined to try and do the cooler right now,
Okay.
to move forward on that. And actually, wait. I forgot one major benefactor.
Absolutely.
47,000 of that is actually that fuel loss personal loan that I took out. So that number is $47,000 cheaper.
Oh, okay. You mean the amount that you told me originally, at least the 125 thousand that you were looking for, is going to be 47,000.
That's going to be the if you just take the 47 out of that changes everything. So what we would really be looking at would be 110 minus 47 is going to be 60 plus 35 is 95. I can buy my pump truck, have my everything paid off in the whole nine yards for probably 110. At 125, here's what happens at 125.
Yeah.
At 125, I'm able to, that takes care of my pumps and dispensers, which is 125,000 in value by itself. Then that also takes care of.
Hey, but you got a sense of humor about it. I mean, what could you do
Hello?
to, I guess, differentiate yourself amongst
Hello?
your other competitors? Are there other people in your area that are
Lost
just
him again. All right.